So I'm here with Wayne Burton. He is an LDS singer and songwriter, and he just got out a new single called Holy Child. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks.
So I wondered, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I guess just an introduction. I'm a musician. I write songs and I sing as well, and I orchestrate some of my projects as well. I'm from Alberta, Canada, and I've been doing this for quite a few years. This Christmas album that we've just released a track from is actually my 8th solo album. So I put a lot of music out over the years, and a lot of it in album form, but I also write songs especially for youth albums. I've had several songs on those albums and ones that are individually for the youth themes each year as well. So a lot of different angles to what I do, but mainly it all has the flavor of sharing my faith and helping boost the work of the church.
Right. And how did you decide to become like a Christian mainly songwriter?
I've always been into music. My mother tells me, and we'll have to believe her, that I was playing the piano by age of 3, just kind of playing by ear, picking out melodies. So it's been with me a long time. Initially, it was more writing kind of sappy love songs as a teenager and things like that. But when it came to just before leaving on a mission, age 18, 19, I wrote one for my friend's missionary farewell church service. And then just kind of after that, I really took off and just had a lot more deep meaning to me than the other music I've been writing. So, of course, as a missionary, I wrote a lot of songs time allowing on P-Days and for baptisms and things like that. And I've just carried on with it ever since. The recording part became, you know, a reality for me a couple years after my mission, and have just kept the albums coming ever since.
That's awesome. And, so you write pretty much all your own music, right?
You know, I write a lot of music. I write for other artists as well. But within my own catalog, most of the music is music that I've written. Of course, on a Christmas album, people want to hear some of the traditional ones as well. So they get a mix of ones they're already familiar with and new ones that I've written. And then sometimes I do covers of other Christian artists, some of the bigger names in the larger Christian market. I like to cover some of them just because I'm big fans of their style and their talent. But the majority of the songs are ones that I've written on my own or with co-writers.
Right. So this new single, Holy Child, then you sing it with Kenneth Cope, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are fans of Kenneth. He's been a staple of LDS music for a lot of years and an amazing talent. And with this song, I wrote the song. And for the Christmas album, the album's called Come Let Us Adore Him. And this is one of the kind of the singles from the album. The song meant a lot to me. It's a song about the Savior's birth, and not just about that being a precious moment, but more about looking at this child and kind of communicating your questions to the Christ child. You know, what lies ahead for you? What do you know, just how immense your mission is going to be? And so to me, it was a special song, and often that's where I'll say, you know, this one's for me. I want to make sure I'm singing this one. But I am such a fan of Kenneth and have become friends with him over the years that I approached him, and he thought it was a great idea. So we got him on singing the song, and I'm on there too singing harmony, but it's a feature song with Kenneth Cope, which is a real thrill for me.
So what were some of your thoughts while you were writing this song? Like, what inspired you to compose this?
You know, I think Christmas as a whole, it's just an amazing time of year, and there's a lot of fun and good things about it. But the things that really kind of settle in to my heart, and I'm sure most of us, is just really that tender aspect of this being the Savior in such a humble setting. And you know, it's a setting that I've wanted to write about for a number of years, and just the right ideas and music came together to put that into a song. And so the inspiration has been there for a long time, and there will be more songs to come, but this is this is one that really felt like it was meant to be.
And like you mentioned, this song is a part of a Christmas album that you did put out. So could you tell me a little bit about this Christmas album?
Sure. Yeah, I've done two Christmas albums. The first one is called This Night, the Christmas Collection. And then this last one, Come Let Us Adore Him. And it's my most recent Christmas album. I'm still performing a lot of those songs at my Christmas concerts. And I like to involve other artists. It's just fun to collaborate. And I think that we all, as artists, can kind of introduce each other to new fans and to new listeners. And so some of the cool things about this album, besides Kenneth being on the album, I sing a duet with Madeline Page, who I'm sure many of you would know. She sings Breath of Heaven, which is amazing. And then actually BYU Vocal Point came on for Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And it's just fun. There's some fast songs, some just kind of entertaining ones, and some that are really kind of down to the heartfelt stuff as well. And hopefully one that brightens people's Christmas. That's the whole idea.
Right. And I think I read on your about page on your website that you also practice medicine. Is that right?
I do. I'm still practicing every day. So I'm a family doctor, and I actually did my medical school at the University of Utah. And I'm from Canada. I live there now and originated there. But I came down to Utah for 4 years to do medical school and then returned. So I do have a medical day job, and it's a pretty busy career. But it's allowed me some flexibility, and certainly has been part of my plan to always continue doing the music as well. So it's kind of like doing two careers and just kind of juggling them as I go.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking, like, how does that work? It sounds so busy.
I hated the thought of having to give one up to choose the other, so I thought I would keep both.
Yeah. You just make it work, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you have coming up for this next year?
So that's a very interesting question. I have lots of things coming up, and that's always the case. In this case, this weekend I've got some concerts. I'm coming down to the U.S. for three back-to-back concerts. On the 14th, Friday, I have a concert in Provo, just north of BYU in Utah. And then on the 15th, I have a concert in Las Vegas. And on the 16th, it was a pretty cool thing. I have a concert in Oakland, California on Sunday night. And I've been invited to come down to the temple grounds there. And they have actually a big facility with a theater and a stage. And I'm going to be doing a concert there on the temple grounds, sponsored by the temple. And so tickets are free, and it's just going to be a neat Sunday evening event. So those three things are coming along right away, and the details are on my website, wayneburton.com, or my Facebook music page that can be found on Facebook. Beyond that, I've just released a new youth song, and that's being launched for the new year for their theme. And I write country music too, so there's always trips to Nashville and working with artists and record labels down there with my country music, but that's a different story for another day.
That's awesome. So I was kind of wondering, does your family come with you sometimes so you go perform?
Yeah, a lot of times my performances, because I'm so busy, they have to kind of line up with trips that I'm already making with my family, or maybe a family vacation where I sneak off and do a fireside in another city, things like that. This weekend, my wife is coming with me on a real fast tour, you know, three concerts in three states in 3 days kind of thing. But most of the time it's with the family. It's pretty rare that I go off on my own, and I'm a busy enough guy, and with church assignments too, I have to just make the music fit into the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope people will take away when listening to your music?
You know, I think if they can experience the music and get two things. You know, as a musician, music itself is a spiritual thing, but it's an eternal thing that people's bodies and their spirits connect to in a lot of different styles. And so on one level, I just want them to enjoy the melodies and the chords and the rich orchestrations and the arrangement of the songs. I think that's valuable all in itself. But I think even more so, and as a second thing, with my church music. I want people to feel boosted in their faith, to feel closer to Christ, to feel like, you know, I've got this. I can trust the Savior, and I can move forward and improve my life. And you know, every song is a little different theme or a little different spin on that experience as a saint in the gospel. But they should all be pointing to the Savior, and that's what I try and do with all of my songs.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, and hope to come and meet some of your listeners face to face. I'm going to be most likely coming this summer to the education week that you guys have at your campus, and I've done speaking and performing at BYU the last couple of years in Provo, and I'm hoping to be at BYU Idaho this summer.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we'd love to have you.
I just wondered if your listeners want to check out the new youth song. It's not just for those younger than 18, but it's a song called I Will Follow with Love, and I've got that song for free on my website. So if you go to wayneburton.com and go to the store, that's one song that you can get the sheet music, you can get the MP3, you can check out the video on YouTube, all for free. Share it with your friends. There's no cost. So hope you enjoy it.
Great. Thank you so much.